Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Brought to you by WP Gears. Don't let me forget that, Tim. Sometimes I mess that up, and that's okay. That just goes to show you that we're recording this, and it's not a recording that you're hearing every time. We actually say that stuff before every episode we record. Today we've got a great topic that I really think is important, and I'm going to let Tim share his experience and stuff with what he feels about this topic, but we're going to talk about company culture and why it's important to have core values and stuff. Obviously, our team is 100% dispersed. It's global. Our staff and team members live in different countries and stuff. So, you know, when you're working locally, you can kind of be on top of and manage, you know, things a little bit differently, and core values and company culture may or may not be as important. But when you work remotely and stuff, it's really important that you guys are all on the same page and stuff, that you have the same vision. Because, you know, if you bring in people that don't fit well with your team and stuff, and you're working remotely, it can cause a big problem and stuff. So I just think it's, it's super duper duper important. I'm going to tell you, when we hire someone and bring them into our company, I don't care how good you are, how great you are, you're going through a 90-day probationary period. And the good news is that not only are they being evaluated, I always let them know to please evaluate us. It's important to me that it's a good fit, not only for us, but it's a really good fit for you too. And hopefully our core values align with our company, honesty, integrity, whatever your core values are with your company. And I kind of share with them what our company culture is like and what's important to us. And because it is different in different countries, and their work ethic and work values are different than the U.S. I found out that a lot of the other countries in the world have different, they do things differently, and we need to respect their culture and stuff if you're bringing them into the company and stuff. So I just think it's really important. I'm going to stop talking right now. I'm going to let Tim share a little bit, and then we may even circle back. I might have something else to say.
No, I couldn't agree more. That was great. And I think it's important to be intentional about what those core values are. And you know, you as the founder or the team, you know, come up with those together of what you want the values of the company to be and what the company stands for, so that you can, as David mentioned, communicate that to, you know, during the interview process to make sure people mesh. Because otherwise, what your company is about is going to be influenced by the people. So if there's no intentional, here's what we stand for, here's what we believe, here's what we, you know, how we want to run, you know, business and interact with customers and all that, then those things are just going to be defined by the people you bring in based off of how they are normally. And so you're not telling them how to act and how to respect customers and stuff like that, then they're just going to do whatever they naturally do, which may or may not be a good thing. And so, you know, if you don't define those things, then the people you bring in will define it for you just naturally over time, which could end up biting you in the butt.
Tim, guess what? I don't think I have anything to circle back on. That was pretty good. I think it's short, sweet, and super important. And I think we covered all the points. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to create high converting signup forms. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.